Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today, we will continue the topic of the triunity of God. And it is very important to share with our friends that the gospel reveals clearly God is one in three persons. That is three distinct persons of the same nature. The divine persons are in one another and form a perpetual intercommunication and motion within the divine essence. I remember reading a noted church historian, Philip Schaff, writing about the triunity and mentioning these facts. The divine persons are in one another and form a perpetual intercommunication and motion within the divine essence. Each person has all the divine attributes which are inherent in the divine essence. But each person has individual characteristic, and the three persons are co-eternal and co-equal. For example, the Father and the Holy Spirit are always in the Son. Jesus is always indwelled by the Father and the Holy Spirit. The divine persons of the Trinity always indwell one another. We read in the Gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, who was an eyewitness to the life of Jesus, John recorded that Philip, one of Jesus' disciples, said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." You see how clear Jesus' words are? And let me continue. Jesus said to Philip, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" You can read these wonderful words of Jesus in the Gospel according to his disciple John, chapter 14, verses 8 to 10. My friend, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, God himself will make you understand with certainty that he is a Father who loves you, and he is Jesus Christ who gave himself for you, and he is the Holy Spirit who indwells you. If you ask me how, of course that happened in my life when I repented of my sins and I put my faith in Jesus that he is my only Savior who died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. When I did that, I can't tell you the joy I had in my heart and in my life. I ran in the street from joy and I said, "God is my heavenly Father." My friend, let me share with you a story I read of a young boy who was outside flying a kite. The kite went so high, up and up, that it was hidden by the clouds. A man asked the young boy, "What are you doing?" The boy replied, "I am flying a kite." The man asked, "Are you sure? I can't see anything." The boy replied, "I know it is up there because every little while I feel a tug." My Muslim friend, only when you take a step of faith and put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for all your sins, for everything you've done wrong. Only when you repent and tell God, "I believe in Jesus, I want to live according to your will. Only then you will experience the triune nature of God. And I can tell you many testimonies I received in my email of Muslims that put their faith in Jesus and their life were changed dramatically. If you go to my website, under About Us, you can read beautiful testimonies. I want to talk a little bit about Jesus is the eternal Son of God in a unique spiritual sense. Because I know that many Muslims have a problem with the title Son of God that Jesus gave to himself throughout the gospel. But let me start by saying the expression Son of God simply confirms that Jesus was not the son of any man, but that he came directly from God. And of course, I will share with you plenty of evidence to prove this fact. However, let me start by saying, based on many passages in the Quran, such as Surah 9, verse 30, many Muslims misunderstand the Christian belief in the fatherhood of God and the sonship of Jesus, incorrectly assuming that God had to have a wife in a sexual relationship. For example, Surah 6, verse 101, the question is asked, I am quoting the Quran here, how can God have a son when he has no wife? It seems that Muhammad only understood the title Son of God in finite and human terms. Another verse in the Quran states, exalted is the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither a wife nor a son. Surah 72, verse 3. And we will continue this topic next program. But let me read to you, I found a testimony from Calvary Chapel pastor in London, and he told me, Sammy, a Muslim lady in my church became a believer and follower of Christ after she read your book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. He is Pastor Ephraim Buckle. And by the way, I want you to tell other people about our program so they can benefit from the information and they can reach their Muslim friends and acquaintances. Hallelujah. My friend, if God spoke to you today and you want to repent, believe in Jesus, repeat this prayer after me. God, I repent of my sins. God, I want to live a life pleasing to you. God, I put my faith in Jesus now, that he paid the penalty for all my sins. I receive Jesus in my heart as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, God. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book, congratulate you, rejoice with you. Rest of my audience, remember we are one family, one team. Doesn't matter what is your Christian background, we still have the same Father and the same Word of God and the same Holy Spirit living within us. If your church needs a speaker to motivate, equip the believers, let me know. I might be able to do it. I found a testimony here. Dear beloved servant of God, Sammy, we are writing this letter jointly. We are 53 Muslim youth to testify that the Lord is good to us because he has saved our souls. We are formerly Muslims and the Lord Jesus Christ transformed our lives from darkness to light as a result of reading your book and listening to your radio program on the website. We realize we once believed the wrong way and that Jesus is the only way, the truth and the life. Jesus is the only way to salvation. We thank him and we give glory to God because our lives are not the same. And you convert, please help us to grow spiritually. Pastor Francis Okida, East Africa, Kenya. Hallelujah.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY, at gladnewsministry.com.